and both times Zenit's raced in the worst section of the track. Last start, it stuck to the fence, and it ran third, but the winner and the second horse both swooped out wide, so I still think there was a lot of merit in that run. I'd be super keen on it today, but the only thing against it is that this race today is going to have a bit of an average pace, and it will be running in the back half of the field of 11 runners, but I'm still confident it can show a turn of foot and round them up in the later stages of the race.
Well, it's moving in the in the market. It's gone from 240 to 230 in the last 25 minutes, and it's been tightened up a little bit more than that, even that last 30 minutes this morning. So race 8, number 1, Devil's Lair, currently at $2.30. So the 2 for Sally at Hawkesbury, 2.9 and 8.1. Thanks a lot, Sally. We'll hear from
Thanks,
you Friday.
Thanks, good.
Mate. Bye. Sally Snow there from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering. The Saturday fields are out for Rose Hill. 9 races beginning at 12:45. Currently a good 4, but a few showers around. Interesting to see Roheran, the unbeaten 3-year-old for Godolphin. Josh Parr takes the ride there. Roheran's drawn barrier 7 in a field of 9 to start it off. Ron Starr's in the same race for Gary Portelli, barrier 2, and Chestar comes back for Gay and Adrian, barrier 5. James Cummings told us last Saturday morning that he's eyeing off the Queensland Summer Series there for the 3-year-old Roheran. We'll watch for it on Saturday. Newsfan runs in the last race. Newsfan's drawn barrier 6 in a field of 12 plus 4 emergencies there on Saturday. Brad Widup's accepted for Invictum Demeanor in the Fillies and Mares, race 8, off a couple of nice runs, although it's drawn wide. It's drawn 13 of 13, Invictum Demeanor. Anything else? Sun Craze, we spoke to Melanie O'Gorman about yesterday, has drawn barrier 10 in a field of 12 in the tab.com.au over the 1500. And Mick Bell has accepted for Jungle Edge. You must have known these showers are around, Mick. He told me this morning we won't be running at Sandown. This is probably the last run of the prep before a Jungle Edge spells, and it's drawn barrier 7 in a field of 9 in the November handicap there on Saturday. So there are a few of the fields that have come out. The Tab Highway, it's got 13 plus 4 emergencies. At Rose Hill on Saturday, the rail is at 6 metres. We'll keep an eye on those showers. At the moment, it's a good 4. Righto, that's it for the news hour. Coming up next, Sean's going to be along with the full preview for Hawkesbury with Paul Joyce and Ray Hickson.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day, even when you're browsing the app. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. At least 42 people have been killed by the devastating wildfire in California, with at least 228 still missing, marking the deadliest single wildland blaze in the state's history. A driver has been killed and another person trapped when two trucks collided in Sydney's southwest. Emergency services were called to Picton Road and MacArthur Drive in Wilton just before 4 a.m. this morning following reports of a multi-vehicle accident. Reports this morning that Boeing failed to properly warn the airline industry about the dangers of new flight control features, which are thought to have played a role in the deadly Lion Air crash. And sausage before onion, or onion before the sausage, is one of the key decisions Aussies will have to make this weekend after Bunnings told all groups staffing the store's barbecues to put the onions on first to help prevent the onion from falling out and creating a slipping hazard. Making headlines in sport this morning, Cam Bancroft is set to return to top-level cricket in the Big Bash on December 30 when Perth play Hobart in Launceston. In other cricket news, New South Wales are set to field a full-strength test bowling attack for their JLT Sheffield Shield clash against Queensland this week in Canberra. Pace trio Mitchell Starc, Josh Hazlewood and Pat Cummins, along with Nathan Lyon, will line up against the Bulls as they begin their preparation for next month's Domain Test campaign against India. And the Matildas claimed a 5-0 win over Chile last night, with hat-trick hero Caitlin Ford inspiring a second-half burst. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cossie brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Shape up for summer with Jets. Get 50% off the joining fee plus a limited edition summer kickstart guide. Total value over $120. Join online or drop into your local Jets. Ends November 30. T's and C's apply.
Greetings, sports fans. This is Andrew Voss with a gentle planning poke ahead of 2019. There's an Asian Cup, a Rugby and Cricket World Cup, the Ashes, the NRL, AFL, the NBA, and of course the prestigious World Wife Carrying Championships. But when's it all on? If you haven't already, put your faith in Sports Year to plan it right. The Sports Year Diary is the Bible for the sports fan with the very best of every sport every day. Go to sportsyear.com.au or get your missus to drop one in your sack this Christmas. Sports Year, plan it right.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week.
Gunrunner's on top of the world. He wins the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Just $18.95 from newsagents Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
So I'm in the home of
Deb,
who's about to work out how easy it is to listen to her favourite radio station on any Amazon Alexa device.
Oh, fun!
Just say, Alexa, play, then say the name of your favourite radio station.
Alexa, play the name of your favourite radio station.
Huh? No, you say, Alexa, play non-stop AM.
Playing non-stop AM.
Forget about the mall obligation.
Oh, what if that's not my favourite radio station?
Controlling the radio with your voice is now unbelievably easy with Amazon Alexa. Find out more at amazon.com.au.
Bushfire season is upon us. Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp asks our listeners to remain vigilant and immediately report any outbreaks. Let's stay safe in New South Wales this summer. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10 past 10 with two on Cosgrove Racing today at Hawkesbury. Jeff Haynes is there on the track. He's got it, well, not exactly on the track. He's there at Hawkesbury. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, John.
How's the day?
It was pretty ordinary, mate. It's pretty overcast. It's sort of like a little bit of light rain. It's been raining for that last maybe 3 hours, and we wouldn't have had a mill of rain, mate. If you stood in it, you're lucky to get wet.
Just that misty nuisance sort of stuff.
Yeah, and it's supposed to clear up. They certainly didn't forecast it, and supposed to clear up by lunchtime, but the amount of rain we've had, mate, wouldn't make any difference to the track.
All right, so how have you rode the track?
We got it up as a good three, penetrometer 4.77, which is right in the good three range. Grant Buckley galloped this morning and said, yeah, it's starting to get towards a genuine good three, but we put the rail out, because we raced last week, we put the rail out from the 800 to the 400, 3 metres, to the wet area around the 600, but the rest of the track, the rail is in the true, and still got a good cover of grass, mate, and I can't say why it shouldn't race too well. It raced pretty well.
All right, terrific. You can get 8 good races there today, too.
Yeah, not too bad. The first one's a bit light on, but there's a couple of good, strong fields to here today.
Yep. Well, let's hope all goes well. Enjoy the day and have a good day there, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Jeff Haynes at Hawkesbury. Glenn Munsey joins us. How are you, Muns?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you, Shawnee boy. Yeah, similar sort type situation in my place. I stood outside for an hour and my hair didn't even get wet. So,
no.
That shows you how light the rain is here and how selective the raindrops are.
Well, exactly. And for a man who washes his hair and combs it with a wet face washer, I suppose you'd notice that too. Paul Joyce, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Lovely to join you. I'm with you, Muns. I stood outside for a good half hour and not a drop on my hair either, funny enough. I think he's not on today, is he, Ray Thomas? But if he was, I'm sure his hair would just bounce that rain straight back up to the clouds. But no, looking forward to this meeting today. A good three track, as we just heard, and I don't think there's any real rain about. There's just that misty sort of rain, so we should be able to get a few winners.
The rain would be scared of Ray's hair. Yeah, it'd have, like, you know, those barriers, you know, like an invisible dome around the top, and the rain would be terrified to come down. It'd be falling exactly perpendicular to the ground and have a nice little sidestep away from the bouffant.
If any had fallen near the Opera House, it'd feel at home, I think. From Racing HQ, Ray Hickson. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. All this talk of hair, I haven't been outside since I arrived here at about 8:30, so my hair's nice and dry, but I can't compete with the likes of Ray Thomas and even Brad Gray on the hair department. So let's not talk about that, eh?
All right. Now, well, Hawkesbury today, as we just heard before from Jeff, good three. And a little bit of mix there. The first round, I got a small field of five there, Munt.
Yeah, let's rip into these. Race one's the Clarendon Tavern right near the racecourse there. This is a three-year-old benchmark, 64, over 2,000 metres. So it'll be a long, long way away when they get going down the back straight there at Hawkesbury. And the toppy here is Hostwin Epinui. Gary Moore scratched it from a later race to run here. It's a $3 chance. Quality Approach with blinkers on today, $2.10 and favourite. Commentators, a $3.50 chance. Downstage at 14. And Sarah's Kingdom is a $31 pop. Good battle here developing between Quality Approach and Commentator as the best supported runner. They've both firmed this morning. Quality Approach, 225 to 230 to 210. Commentator, 370 to 350. That's forced Hostwin Epinui from 280 to 3. But only interested in the two runners so far, race number one.
Yeah, speed in the race, obviously, only a tiny field here. But Quality Approach, barrier one. Hostwin Epinui, barrier two. They are your two on-pace runners. The other three probably drop in for a trail.
Yeah, look, I expected probably Hostwin Epinui to lead and Quality Approach to take the stitches behind him. But, you know, with these small fields, anything can happen. I lean towards Quality Approach, number two. I thought the blinkers going on were probably the key to him. And if you can get that stalking role, he might just be that little bit stronger at the finish of the 2,000 metres. Can't really knock Hostwin Epinui. He's won his last two at Hawkesbury, over 1,500 metres and a mile. Just that little query on the 2,000 metres, I suppose. But if he gets complete control in front, you know, it'll be up to Glenn Schofield to rate him right. Commentator, I'd probably consider a stronger danger if it was a bit bigger field and a more solid pace. And downstage for four, 2-1-3-4, Paul. Probably just a match race to me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, I'm on the exact same numbers, 2-1-3-4. I saw a Quality Approach parade at Randwick on the 6th of November, and he's a cracking type, big, strong thing, and it was a much stronger form race, obviously, a benchmark 70, only beaten 2.5 lengths behind Ulla Starber, and at face value, I thought he was a touch disappointing. Just looking at him, I thought he'd run better, but dropping back to this grade today in a small field where he'll be up near the speed with those blinkers going on, I think he'll be too good for them. But number one, Hostwin Epinui, as you said, can't knock his form coming in here with two wins behind him, and obviously one here only a few days ago, so he's on the quick backup, which is a good sign. Commentator, that was his best run last start, but that was sort of run to suit the back markers, and he made some late ground. I don't think that'll be the case today. And number four, Downstage, is a fair way off them in fourth. So it does look a two-horse race, really, on paper. I'm going with you, 2-1-3-4.
Well, hopefully we're right.
You're with us, Sean?
Yeah, now the next week, I get number 10, Zanzibar.
Yeah, he might have been ducking off to sample some of the sponsors' products of race two. The Robert Oatley wines here, a maiden over 1,000 metres. They say it's a good drop. I'm not a wine drinker myself, but my body's a temple, as everyone knows. Ray John's son here is $126. Good on you, Mal. Mal Johnson there, the trainer of Ray John's son, $126. Hempstead with the blinkers off at $7.50. Amicus Agrippa is a $5 chance. Senna Cherub at $21. Swelt is at $3.80, and at that price is favourite. Barnum at $26. Dream Child with the earmuffs on, but the blinkers come off. It's a $14 pop. Ariege is at $7.50. Rosina Kodjina with the earmuffs on at $4.40. Zanzibar out, no deduction. Dabster with the earmuffs on at $101. And Vanity is a $5.50 chance. Very little separating. Well, only a matter of a couple of hundred separates Swelt and Ariege here. Ariege much more popular this morning. Brad Davidson came on just before 8 o'clock. It was I think it was $8.50. Went up $9.50 this morning. It's $9.50 to $7.50 today. Not as popular overall as Swelt, who's $3.80 unchanged today. And a little bit of money for the bottom one, not today, but it's also got a twist in from $7 to $5.50 so far this morning.
A good pace over the 1,000, as you would expect. The on-pace runners here, you've got Amicus Agrippa, Swelt drawn barrier one, Barnum will be right up there. Vanity, and I'm not sure what they do with Rosina Kodjanup. She's been a bit of a mixed bag in her trials and her only start to date, but no surprise if they rush forward on her as well, Ray.
Yeah. Look, I'm counting on a little bit of pace. Obviously, you usually get them in 1,000-metre races. So I'm like Brad Davidson, a little bit keen on Arias, number eight. Look, the debut at Kemba Grange wasn't too bad. It was on a heavy nine. She was only beaten two lengths, and she was $9 into $6 on that occasion. So that tells you that there's, you know, she's got a little bit of ability. James Cummings sent her back to the trials, and she looked pretty good to me, finishing alongside Rosina Kojin up in the 900-metre heat. And as I said, I'm just counting on a little bit of pace there for her. She'll get back, I would imagine. And they can run on down the outside at Hawkesbury most days. I'm wary of the Team Hawks' first starter, Amicus Agrippa, number three. Look, I thought the first trial was so-so, but that was 3 months before his second trial, which was quite professional. In the winkers, had the blinkers on, I think, in the first trial, and didn't seem to appreciate them. From barrier two, he should be right up there for most of the race. Swelt, number five, is, you know, it's got a bit of appealing form, I guess you'd suggest, through a first start behind Lean Mean Machine, although I did know that the second horse, Munich, is still a maiden, so probably not putting too much emphasis on the winner of that race. Two trials back, pretty good. Barrier one gets every chance. And in for fourth, number two, Hempstead, stable mate to my top pick, Ariège. You know, two stars, fast prep for 2 seconds. He'll be thereabouts. Eight on the each way front, I guess, from 3, 5, and 2, Paul.
Yeah, I went 5, 9, 3, and 12. I'm with Swelt here, locally trained by Brad Witt at Barrier 1, Christian Reith, who does most of his riding. He's a good first-up trainer, Brad, and with Christian Reith in particular, great winning strike rate. And I just think from Barrier 1, this horse will be in the right spot from the word go. I've liked his two trials, and as you said, his only start, he ran third behind Lean Mean Machine. So it all points towards Swelt running really well. Number 9, Rosina Kojin up, this half-sister to She Will Reign, and Time to Reign, and you know, she's shown plenty of ability. Every time she's been to the trials, she's got exceptional ability. Only had the one start at the races, and all went a bit pear-shaped during the outside gate in a listed race. So I want to see her today, and I expect her to run well. 3, Amicus Agrippa. I would have liked a bit of market support for him, but it hasn't come yet. Keep an eye on that one for Team Hawks and Brenton Abdullah. And the 12, Vanity, there has been some market support for her, and she's a filly for Mark Newnham. There's always promised to do something. Here she is first up this afternoon, so another one I want to keep very safe. It's that sort of race, and the two Godolphin runners, of course, always a chance. But I'm with the 5, Swelt, 5, 9, 3, and 12.
All right, the third, and a field of 7, no scratchings.
Yeah, the Sky Racing here, class 1 over 1,100 metres, so they start right at the end of the chute at the side of the track there at Hawkesbury, come down and turn for home. Only Wanna Sing here is a $5 chance. Evict also at 5, Above and Beyond, $2.70 in favourite. Cathair at $4.40, American Salute. Now, the blinkers go on. They've taken the near side blinker off, so a full set of blinkers on American Salute today, and it's a $6.50 chance. Casino Angel at 26, and Counter Current is a $10 chance. Best supported runner here is Above and Beyond. Went up 290 this morning, touched 3, back into 270. Second pick today and overall is Evict, that went up 6 and is now 5.
You would expect Above and Beyond to lead from the inside gate, but there will be some competition. I think only Wanna Sing, Evict, and also Counter Current could apply some pressure. But, Ray, I think Above and Beyond from that inside gate should be able to hold the front.
Yeah, look, I think he'd probably hold them out. Obviously, he just has to get away with them. Look, I don't think I'd be too concerned if he took a tuck in just behind them, but he showed at Gosford, you know, he's a nice free-running type. But he just looked pretty smart, to be honest, winning first up at Gosford. I know Gary Portelli thinks he's a little bit better than Provincial Company and that he should be able to make his way to the city grades sooner rather than later. This is a good opportunity for him to show that. I think I think he's the horse to beat. I think he's probably my best on the day, to be honest. I was keen on him when he won first up at Gosford and he was well supported. He's already been well supported so far today. I think that probably will continue. Evict number two, The Danger, look, he made it look hard work over the same course first up at Hawkesbury last month. Probably doesn't have to, you know, race so close this time, and that might show, that might allow him, to hit the line a bit better. 4, Cathair, thereabouts. Probably question whether she's a winner. One win from 14 starts, but she always runs well at Hawkesbury. And number one, only Wanna Sing in for fourth. 3, 2, 4, 1, and, you know, reasonably keen on Above and Beyond, Paul.
Yeah, I can't add much, Ray, on this name. 3, 2, 4, 1. Look, you've covered Above and Beyond perfectly. I think the step from 1,000 to 1,100 with the pressure on is the only little niggle in the back of my mind. But to the time he ran there first up and the fact he was heavily backed, there's just a lot to like about him. He looks a big, strong type too, and I think he'll go on to better races. The two of X, I've marked him the only real danger, probably getting off the stock back onto a good or suit, being a sepoy. And you've always got to respect the Godolphin horses. The four Cathair, she'll win one day. Hopefully it's not today, but she's got to go into Quinella's and Trifecta. She's locally trained, and that was a strong form race she comes through. Vinnie Power, Sexy Eyes, running the Quinella at Kensington. So she could figure today. And the one only want to sing. Just needs to improve a touch, I thought, of his first up run at Kembla. But the three above and beyond, the horse to beat, 3, 2, 4, and 1.
All right, race 4, put out the 10 sizzling ace.
Yeah, this is the Easy Lane Fillies and Mares maiden plate here over 1,300 metres. The toppie is Impatience, who's a $19 chance for Ronnie Quinton. Never Doubted You with the blinkers off at 51. Royal Anthem at $8.50. Delia is a $10 chance. Galena, $2.90, and that price makes it favourite now. Heavenly Thunder at $5. Heloise is a $4.20 chance. Lexi's Choice at $5.50. Our Dawn at $26, and Sizzling Ace came out this morning. 28 cents the win, the deduction there, and nothing the place. Well, totally new market with Sizzling Ace coming out. There was a $2.70 chance this morning. All of the money on this race is for Galena here. Went up $2.90 this morning and has basically remained at that quote all the way through. Basically not a coin for another runner.
Yeah, speed in the race is interesting because there's not a lot on paper. Lexi's Choice probably leads off barrier one. Impatience will roll forward. And Galena has the ability to settle handily if they want to, right?
Yeah, you're right, Paul. It's a little bit tricky to work out speed-wise. I agree. I think Lexi's Choice is probably the leader. What happens after that? Not so sure. Look, Glenn, you must have a statue to Galena in a TAB headquarters at the moment.
At the moment, Ray, it's only a paper mache model. You have to get beat. You know, she's only been beaten her last five as favourite. You've probably got another couple in her before we bring the tradesman in to actually get the full-blown statue. But she's there in our hearts anyway.
I'm going to go around her. And I like to get Alfred Philly Heloise, number 7. She was scratched, I think, from Melbourne Cup Day from a race that I thought she'd be competitive in. She trialled quite well, I think, behind Rosina Kojin up at Warwick Farm a few weeks ago. I just sort of like the way she sort of brushed home down the outside under no pressure. And I find quite often these Godolphin debutants, when they trial well, they tend to race well. And I think this filly will run a good race without being super bullish. Look, I'll put number 5 in Galena for second. Glenn said she's been favourite the last 5 starts. She's run 4th twice and 3rd 3 times. If she can show a little bit of tactical speed and get up there, she might be a little bit harder to hold out. I thought she was way out of the ground at Kembla. 3 Royal Anthem, I think, is a horse that should run well fresh. She probably wants a bit more, a mile or further to show her true best. But again, I like the way she hit the line in her trial. And 4th, number 8, Lexi's Choice, the likely leader. If she does get some cheap sectionals, she could be hard to run down. Tricky race, 7.5.3.8 from me, Paul.
Yeah, I like the 8 here, Lexi's Choice, 8, 5, 7 and 6. So I do think she'll find the front. I think she'll control the tempo and I think she'll take a lot of catching here because she never ran a bad race from her 3 starts. She was only just caught late first up off a spell over this track and distance behind Wild Kingdom. There was a big gap to the 3rd horse, which is a good sign. And I just think that little bit fitter into today's run and the way I've got the race unfolding, she's definitely going to take a lot of catching. And at $5.50, she's one of the better value bets of the day. Number 5, Galena. Well, when she's favourite, you sort of got to bet in the race, don't you? Because she tends to get beaten and she'll have to settle a bit closer today if she's to break through for a win. I'm happy to take her on at the price, although I've marked her as the danger. 7, Heloise. Hard to line up. Obviously, a good trial last up behind Rosina Kojin up. We'll get a bit of a guide on that form by this stage. And I thought the 6 Heavenly Thunder could perhaps work into 4th. But really, I'm just backing Lexi's Choice there. Get out in front and keep going. 8, 5, 7 and 6.
Now we go to the next event, which is race 5. There's no changes.
Yeah, the tab.com.au. Now, this is a Colts, Geldings and Entires maiden plate here over 1,300, the previous being a Fillies and Mares, so the boys get their turn in race number 5. We've got El Coyote here at $8.50. Man of Rome with the blinkers on at $61. Scarpa is at $26. Triplicate with the blinkers off at $15, now under the care of Richard Freeman, formerly trained by Gay and Adrian. Then we've got Wakurna, $2.30 in favourite. Banjo's Voice with an offside bubble checker, offside blinker on and pacifiers on, and it's a $10 pop. Charatera is at $7.50. Roxone's at $5. And Wardex at $5.50. Investment very, very light here. Overall, it's Wakurna. He went up 220 this morning, 220 to 230 so far today. Second pick would be the bottom one, Wardeck, went up 650 this morning, got to 7, now back into 550. And then Charatera, who went up 7 this morning and is out to 750. But investment light at this stage in race number 5.
I can't see a lot of speed or pressure in the race. Obviously, Wakurna goes forward, perhaps leads. Banjo's Voice there somewhere with maybe Triplicate, although first run for new stable was ridden off pace in a trial. And can go forward as well. But on paper, I think the favourite Wakurna should get some fairly easy sections up near the speed rate.
I'm a little concerned about that, Paul. I kind of want to go around him. I do like the support this morning for Wardeck, number 9. I think I might be going off a run too soon. He might want 1,400 metres to a mile, but look, I don't think he was disgraced on debut at Gosford, you know, in a race where he was off the beat a long way from home and chasing, and he sort of held his ground pretty well over 1,100 metres. He certainly bred to appreciate a lot more than that. So going to the 1,300 metres around Hawkesbury, I think, will suit him a lot better. As I said, I feel like I might be a run too soon with him, but I think I'd like to be with him certainly on an each-way basis to be hitting the line strongly. Charatera, number 7, I've got to respect off the trials. Look, I thought the trial on October 19 at Warwick Farm was quite good, and the trial at Randwick on the 30th was average, but that can happen from the Snowden stable, so I want to respect it from the inside barrier. 5 Wakurna, I thought it had its chance first up at Hawkesbury behind stock up over the same course, but you know, fitter for that will most likely be an improver, and if it gets on pace favours, obviously there's that's a plus. And number 1 El Coyote, another, a bit like Wardeck, probably wants a little bit further, but should be running on. 9.751, but not a race I'm super confident in, Paul.
Yeah, look, I've gone 5, 7, 1, and 9, so we've got the same 4 numbers, just a different order. I'm with Wakurna on top. I agree he had his chance on debut. There were no excuses there. He was heavily backed, 5.50 into 3.30, so that's a good move from the Gerald Ryan camp, and he trialled well leading into that. So I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt there, and with that one run under his belt, if he can show what he's obviously showing at home and on the trial track, so I think he can win this race today. The 7 Charatera, sit with you, liked his trial 2 back. Last trial was good enough, and obviously always respect the Snowden stable with a first starter, and just watch any betting moves, especially late around him. Number 1 El Coyote, definite improver off that first up run at Goulburn, and I thought number 9 Wardeck, sit with you. I like him as a horse. I'm just not sure whether 1300 his second start will be his go, but he's a horse you want to keep an eye on as he gets up in trip. So a 5, 7, 1, and 9 in the 5th.
All right, race 6. We've got a full field of 8 here, Munz.
Yeah, the Livermore Conditional. This is a benchmark 70 over 1,000 metres here. They'll fly, and we start with Sky Ray. $2.40 in favourite for Clary Connors and Ty Anglin. Shantou, with the winkers on, but the blinkers come off. It's a $6 chance. Cyclonite at $4.40. Johnny Ruboy's at $15, I should say. Anna's Joy at $7.50. Excellus at $7. Rabanne's for Tash Burley up from Goulburn. Good on your Tash. It's a $10 chance. And Under Oath with the near side bubble cheeker off is a $61 chance. I'd say this is mainly due to Brad Davison tipping it up on the Big Sports Breakfast this morning. Best supported runner is Rabanne's here for the trotting folk. 12 was $11 approximately 5 minutes ago. It's now a $10 pop. And basically, well, 2/3 of the money for it has come this morning. Overall, the best supported runner is Sky Ray, and it's 290 out to as much as 3, back into 240 this morning, and third pick would be Excellus.
Yeah, speed-wise, only a reasonably small field, and the pace will come from Cyclonite, Johnny Ruboy, and Excellus. So they've got the 3 genuine speedsters in the race, so the pace will be on, but it just isn't the weight of numbers there to really pop.